why you do. Later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
All righty, we are on the air tonight and on this Wednesday night, 2006. The controversy continues. Well, there's always a controversy, as you know. And Satan never sleeps, as one man once said. So the ADL and its chief, its head honcho, Abraham Foxman, has a new book out, in case you didn't notice it. And, of course, he wants you to read it. And in the book, he paints all kinds of scenarios about new holocausts and more ovens and so on and so forth, and the end of the Jewish world because of a conspiracy that he sees emanating from closets and under beds and steeples and churches and pulpits and everywhere to kill off all Jews. And this essentially is what Abraham Foxman says in his new book, which I think many of you probably by now have heard of. And of course, the book, well, it's not brand new, but it's recent. Never Again, The Threat of the New Anti-Semitism. He claims this a deadly deception has caused untold Jewish suffering through the millennia, and such New Testament-generated hate culminated in the Holocaust, he claims, but it breaks out afresh as the Christ killer's charge is inferred in Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ and readings from the, quote, anti-Semitic Christian story at Easter time. With me is Reverend Ted Pike, truthtellers.org, to address this issue tonight. Good evening, Reverend Pike.
Good evening, Rick. That was a wonderful summary.
Well, I don't want to over-embellish it, but, you know, when you deal with people like, you know, Abe Foxman, who should have absolutely no credit anymore, no believability, no credibility, you know, you have to sort of, you sort of have to make the rubber meet the road. And I think, you know, he has done that, and so have other people in the media who, you know, have discredited themselves on this issue, particularly when they mention Mel Gibson's movie. You remember the dire predictions they were making.
Yeah.
And that never came to pass. In fact, quite the contrary.
Uh-huh. Well, the thing about Foxman's new book, or relatively new book, is the aggressiveness and the boldness to go into the New Testament itself and inform the whole world. Mm-hmm. That the New Testament basically is an anti-Semitic document, which provided the fuel of the centuries of the millennium leading up to the ovens of Auschwitz and Dachau.
Yeah.
And he's basically saying that, folks, do you want to know where the Holocaust came from? Do you want to know where the pogroms of history and the terrible sufferings of the Jews? Mm-hmm. It all goes back to that Easter story you read, read from the pulpit every Easter time when you're all decked up in your bonnets and Sunday vest. It's all vicious anti-Semitism coming right out of the New Testament.
Blame it on Jesus. Blame it on God.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the charge that the scribes and Pharisees, their forebears, leveled at Jesus?
Yes.
Indeed. We'll be back. Reverend Ted Pike, truthtellers.org. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America. We'll be tackling this subject tonight. Stay tuned. Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
All right, our guest is Ted Pike, and Reverend Ted Pike has been dealing with the ADL, in particular the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. And what we have here is Abraham Foxman's newest book, in which he makes the claim, among others, that Christians are very largely responsible for the Holocaust. He says many Germans and Austrians who spent the week murdering Jews then went to church on Sunday, apparently seeing no inconsistency in their actions. And it's also true that the political and social atmosphere in which the persecution and killing of millions of Jews could be seen as broadly acceptable could not have existed without the tacit acceptance of the Christian churches, as well as ingrained anti-Semitism of 20 centuries of dogma, doctrine, and preaching that demonized Jews, and so on. That's what he claims. And, you know, what's interesting about it, Ted, is that I don't see any condemnation of the same Christians who went right back to church after they bombed Dresden and after they killed 500,000 civilians in Germany or Italy or Monte Cassino or anywhere else. So it's only Jews that he's concerned about. He's not concerned about the loss of other life. Apparently, that's the way I read Foxman. That's the way he comes across.
Well, there's always this double standard. And we should mention and refresh the memories of our listeners that about 4,000 Jewish Bolsheviks financed by the biggest Jewish banking houses in the world, such as Kuhn Loeb in New York City, which is now Chase Manhattan, and the Warburgs in Germany, the Rothschilds in Europe. About 4,000 Jewish activists, many of them from the Lower East Side in New York, including Trotsky and so on, went to Russia and brought down the Romanov dynasty, and the legacy they had for that bit of work was more than 100 million Gentiles, many of whom were Christians, killed both in the Soviet Union and Communist China. And we don't find Ib Foxman bleeding and weeping over the consequences of Jewish misbehavior resulting in the death of multiple millions of innocents in China, Russia, as well as Cuba, Cambodia, on and on. And you see, there's always this double standard. There's this idea that only Jewish suffering is really worthy of remembrance. I was in the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., financed by multiple tens of millions of dollars of American taxpayer money. And I went through there for the better part of the day, and I kept hearing this refrain that Christianity, the Book of John, the Gospels, were responsible for the Holocaust, were responsible for inciting Martin Luther against the Jews and ultimately Adolf Hitler and so on. You know, I went through that huge complex there in the mall in Washington looking for some little marker, some little niche or some little corner there of remembrance of 100 and probably 110 million Gentiles and Christians who were slaughtered by Jewish activism in 1917 and the following decades. I couldn't find a single memento there. It was as if they didn't matter. The only thing that was worthy of commemoration and the erection of a huge monolithic structure in the mall was Jewish suffering. So there's this blindness and this hypocritical double standard.
I would go beyond that. I wouldn't call it the double standard. I would call it pure racism.
Yes.
Because that's what it is when you downplay all the other races and just suggest that murder of them is okay or it's not important enough to stand beside your unique experience.
Yes.
Then that gets to me to be more racist than anything, and in a very negative sense, not just racial pride, but the diminution of the suffering of other races, you know? And I don't see any other group doing that as boldly as this particular group, and yet they call themselves tolerant people.
Yeah.
That is defying logic as far as I'm concerned, Ted.
Yes, it is. Well, the truth of the matter is that the New Testament, while it must bear witness in at least 40 clear statements within the Gospels and many more statements in the Book of Acts and elsewhere in the Scriptures, it must bear witness that the Jews, under the leadership of their false messiah, false leaders, the Pharisees, did in fact shout, "Crucify him, crucify him, his blood be upon us and upon our children." The New Testament never encourages Christians to act on that in a fleshly spirit of retribution persecution of the Jews.
There is
not one single example in the New Testament of Christians going out and taking retribution on the Jewish people. In fact, exactly the opposite is true. In 20 clear instances in the Book of Acts, we find the Sanhedrin and the evil Jewish leaders whipping up the people, both Jew and Gentile, to persecute Christians. And a terrible persecution, imprisonments and floggings followed the Apostle Paul and the other apostles as they went out through the Asia Minor and the ancient world trying to spread the gospel. And it came as a result of Jewish persecution of Christians and not the other way around.
Now, what percentage of people do you feel within Jewish circles, and I know that's a broad circle because there are people who say they are Jews who are not religious, who are racial, ethnic, and so forth, then there are the religious and the ultra-religious and so forth, but what percentage of them, of Jews in general, do you think that Abe Foxman is pandering to when he makes these statements?
Well, I would say a fairly small percentage in the United States. You see, American Jews are very much assimilated. They have been the apples of the eye of evangelicals for more than a century, and they have been they've had a paradise here, an economic paradise. In my latest email alert, which you were reading there from there, I have a little little statistics from a new book, and it says that the average Jewish immigrant at the turn of the century came to the United States with $9. That's for a family, $9 for a family. And now today, the average Jewish family earns twice as much as the average Gentile family. The United States of America has been a new promised land for the Jews, unmitigated blessing, unmitigated lack of persecution or even scrutiny or criticism.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Foxman is doing here is he's trying to rehash abuses of the centuries. And yes, there have been abuses. There have been fanatical pogroms and persecutions and all that kind of thing in the Dark Ages, the Crusades, and medieval times, and so on. But what the point I make in my email alert is that the true Christian today who follows the gentle Jesus and does turn the other cheek and does bless those who persecute him and so on, there's no resemblance whatever to medieval feudal barons and pillaging crusaders and all that kind of thing who did go out and commit atrocities against the Jews. And yet what Foxman is trying to say is because those primitive peoples back there claimed to be Christians, even though they weren't Christians at all, because they claimed they were Christians, they are Christians, and therefore we as Christians are responsible for their actions today. That is hogwash.
Sounds like stereotyping and racism again. Because
yeah.
If you were to say the same thing now about all Jews because of what many or even a few have done, he would call that racism and hate. And yet, what he's doing is almost totally identical, only it's, in this case, he's in the driver's seat, and the Christians are being dragged kicking and screaming.
Yeah. Well, what he's wanting to do, he's wanting to do two things. One is to instill a guilt complex in Christians. So we feel collectively guilty, you know. These people, these evil Jewish leaders like Foxman, B'nai B'rith, and so on, are masters of laying down these heavy burdens of guilt on the nations, guilt on Germany perpetually, guilt on us for what we did to the Indians, for what we did to the blacks, and so on. And they demand reparations, they demand penance, and all this kind of thing perpetually out of these people that they lay the collective guilt trip on.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth of the matter is, I as a Christian and you as a Christian, as true disciples of Christ, are not responsible in any manner for the bloodthirstiness of people and their behavior thousands of years ago. And so what we have to do is we have to basically tell Foxman that he's got to get over his persecution complex. He's got to forget the past. He's got to recognize for at least 300 years here in the United States of America, the Jewish people have been actually coddled. They've been blessed as the favorite race, the blessed chosen people of God by evangelical Christians. They've never had it better in thousands of years of wanderings and persecutions.
Well, you wouldn't know it to listen to Foxman. The end is near, and, you know, the sky is falling. He sees those fires being stoked. But I think at the end of this tunnel, somewhere there's a whole bag of money waiting for Foxman. And basically, what he's doing is pandering out of fear to try to raise a lot of funds for the next ADL assault on free speech, so-called hate speech legislation, which I'd like to get back to with you tonight and talk about that. What happened since we got together last time?
I'm watching that very closely. Yeah, this is just about the time of year the ADL usually reintroduces their big federal hate bill.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you and I and others are going to be sounding the alarm as soon as that happens.
Well, some things have changed since we talked last, and there have been some positive things, not just negative.
Yeah.
So when we come back from the break, Ted, we will talk about what happened there and why Foxman is so concerned and others are frightened to death that some Christians now are beginning to get a little bit uneasy with their bedfellows in the Zionist community. All right, Ted Pike, truthtellers.org. We shall return. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio, Free America. Join us. Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
We are back now, Uncensored Radio Free America. Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, our guest Ted Pike. And Ted, this we talked in the end of last year about the victory that was had on this legislation concerning making free speech hatred in the eyes of the law, the federal government, basically coaxing local communities to be the hatchet men for the federal government, which sees certain groups as protected groups, not others. And that bill was defeated in the committee, in the Senate Judiciary Committee, I believe. And, of course, we saw what happened, and thanks to malfeasance of Ted Kennedy, it went down to defeat. Now, Abe Foxman was very, very angry, visibly angry with the defeat of that bill. So were the mainstream Jewish leaders that were promoting it, as well as some so-called Christians who were promoting it. But out of that defeat, it seems to me, came some cognizance on the part of so-called Friends of Israel within the evangelical community that they were the targets, and they who preach against homosexuality particularly were going to be targeted by this bill. And so they started to sit up and take notice and start to mobilize. Isn't that the case?
Well, to a certain extent, I do know that Rabbi Daniel Lappin has of Seattle, he has an organization called Toward Tradition. He's an Orthodox Jewish rabbi.
I'm aware of him.
He's been very vocal in criticizing the ADL. In fact, he has a hotline you can call if you have been labeled anti-Semitic by the ADL unjustly, if you're being harried by them in any way. He encourages conservatives and evangelicals to get in touch with him, as he will militate for their cause. And so he has been quite outspoken, and I've probably mentioned this on your radio program already, but he did warn the evangelicals that what he calls a secular Judaism is in relentless attack upon evangelical Christianity. That's a quote he gave about 6 or 8 months ago on his TV program. And so he's been sounding the alarm, and I do notice just this week an article on WorldNet Daily about a number of Jewish writers, columnists, including Rabbi Lapin, who are coordinating basically to oppose ADL. I would still like to see more specificity on the part of these Jewish leaders and Jewish writers to really identify who is behind this. I mean, we've gotten into a comfort zone here of passing the buck and referring to this Jewish leadership, evil Jewish leadership in the media, in government, in APEX, in Congress, and so on, as in terms like we call them liberals, we call them secular humanists, nebulous terms like that, which they can hide behind and they can do their dirty work as we talk about the New World Order and all this kind of thing. That's just a shield for them. They feel safe behind that, and they can continue undermining our republic and Christianity. What we have to do is to begin to say that these are evil Jewish leaders in the media. These are evil Jewish producers behind the Book of Daniel comedy on NBC. Evil Jewish people. And what that does is it creates a kind of a pincher movement. As evangelicals become concerned over on the right and put pressure on the Jewish community, and also the Jewish community itself becomes embarrassed and concerned and puts pressure on its Jewish brethren, largely in the media.
Well, that is true, and that is certainly welcome news. But again, to stress the Falwells and the Beverly LaHayes and all of these groups that were heretofore unconcerned about this legislation, they did have an awakening. They did have a call, if you will, and many of them expressed opposition, helping to defeat it. So, but they weren't willing to go the extra mile, perhaps, in so far as identifying who was behind it and what
Absolutely
was behind
not.
It. Yeah.
Absolutely not. And, you know, years ago, back when the Last Temptation film was produced by MCA, that was a massive blasphemous assault on Christianity, in particular the founder of Christianity, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And fortunately, Jerry Falwell made a public statement which was heard literally by every evangelical pastor in the nation. And he said if basically the producers of MCA did not pull back in their promotions of that film, he said it would cause a wave of anti-Semitism. Well, that was his veiled way of letting the world know that the Jews, Jewish producers of MCA, were behind that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all it took for me and our National Prayer Network to put out a very powerful brochure identifying all of those evil Jewish media moguls behind that film, as well as pointing out that the basic plot, the basic premises of The Last Temptation were taken right out of the Jewish Babylonian Talmud.
Yeah, and they used Martin Scorsese to be the front man, the director for it. You know,
right.
And Martin Scorsese got on Nightline, and he was blasting what he saw was rampant anti-Semitism. He didn't mention the anti-Christian part, though, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, we sent that brochure out to 192,000 evangelical pastors in America, and years later, a Jewish spokesman said it was the biggest disaster in Jewish Christianity.
Sure was. All right, we got a break, Ted. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Yes, indeed, we're back, and we'll take some calls in a little while, but back with Ted Pike. And Ted, The Last Temptation of Christ was just one of several films, though probably right at the top of that hate list, because it clearly was intended to belittle and to blaspheme Jesus Christ, who and what he was. And the late Lou Wasserman, of course, was heavily involved in that project. Paramount Pictures had originally said no to it, to the script by Nikos Kazantzakis, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was involved heavily in protesting that movie. Yeah. And yes, indeed, we did see it fall flat on its face. It did very poorly, and it was pulled from the theaters. And, you know, thank God for that. But, you know, it never ceases to amaze me how we go from one project to another, and the stupid goyim, if you will, the movie-going audiences who don't know any better, who go and pay homage to this filth that is not necessarily just on Christianity or Christians, but many of the movies about miscegenation and the encouragement of various activities that are destructive of white people and so forth. This is aimed clearly at Christians and clearly at Caucasians. You know, well, you don't have to be a white separatist or a white supremacist to be offended, obviously. There is a modus, there is an attempt to try to belittle the family, to try to, in the name of harmony and tolerance, try to attack the family. And so the audiences are not aware that These people are trying to cash in and make a bunch of money while belittling their values. They're not aware of this. So innocently, many of them just stay away from the movies, and attendance, as you know, is certainly way down now for many reasons, but not the least of which is the fact that the movies today in general are very poorly made.
Yeah. Well, I think we saw during this Book of Daniel controversy recently how that all of us really can work together. It's true that Donald Wildman of the American Family Association said that at least a half a million letters, emails, and calls and so on were going in to NBC Universal protesting that. But as is my style, I dug down deeper and I found that Jeff Zucker is the creative genius behind NBC's entire entertainment program now and is certainly the mastermind. I'm not saying he's the actual producer, but he's the one who authorized the Book of Daniel. I listed the names of many Jewish members of NBC now.
Right, we have that email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as well as a number of Jewish writers. And fortunately, Jeff Rentz was able to post that on his website, giving it tremendous coverage. And I do believe that not only the conventional way of protesting to the big media in general terms is effective, but I feel it's also very important that we put the screws on these evil Jewish leaders in the media and let them know that we are going to call their names and identify them, even according to their racial and religious backgrounds, in order to embarrass them and embarrass the Jewish community, so they in turn will put pressure on them.
And also the economic factor, boycotting the sponsors, is most important, I believe.
Absolutely.
You know, money always talks, and where there's no money, often there's no ambition, although in some cases they're willing to lose money and write it off simply for the sake of ideology and for their left-wing socialist agenda. We've seen now, Brokeback Mountain now is another classic example. I'm sure you remember all of the dire predictions about Mel Gibson's film several years back, and you remember people like Jamie Bernard, the critic of movies, saying that it was the most violent, terrifying film she had ever seen and so forth. Now, you contrast that with the rave reviews many of these same critics are giving Brokeback Mountain and so forth. And tell me there is not a banality here. Tell me there is not an insanity and a cultural war being waged on us. Tell me.
Well, you know, back in the early 80s, around 1985, there was a national poll among the top media executives in the United States, which was conducted by Rothman and Lichter. They were both Jewish, and they had access to the top media executives in the United States.
Right.
They found that a whopping 59% of those media executives in the United States were raised in the Jewish religion, not just Jewish, but raised in the Jewish religion. And this causes some very disquieting thoughts to enter our minds. You know, we think of these as secular Jews and caring for no other values than the value of the almighty dollar. But the truth is that there is an axe to grind there. There is a competition here with evangelical Christianity, which Rabbi Lappin has confirmed it is going on, a relentless opposition to Christianity. And even the ADL, you know, we think of the ADL as the arch-secular Jewish organization representing perhaps Reform Judaism. But the truth of the matter is, if people will read in Foxman's latest book, Never Again, he's quite candid in there that for most of his career, spanning roughly the period he's been with the ADL, for 30 years, even while he was director of the ADL, he was a pious and observant Orthodox Jew, a member of an Orthodox congregation in Teaneck, New Jersey.
That's true, yes.
And furthermore, he finally left that Orthodox congregation because I discussed that they weren't praying enough for the Rabin administration in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, he recounts in this book how for several summers he was a B'nai B'rith summer camp director, and he did his very best to instill religious education in the Jewish campers there, teaching them the Talmud and the Kabbalah. He says if he would have his way, every Jewish child in the United States would receive regular instruction in the Talmud and the Kabbalah. He admits that he's been criticized for being too religious, you see. And so this really shows that this stereotype of the ADL as a far-left, kooky, extreme secular Jewish organization is not really true. He has an axe to grind. He says in his book he's still waiting for the Jewish Messiah to come. So he's a deeply religious man with a very, very strong bias against Christianity.
Well, no, you have to give him credit, though. At least he did become a priest. Remember, he dressed as a priest to get in to see the screening of the Passion of the Christ. So, you know, he is diverse now. Come on now.
Like, well, you know, in the book, he tells an interesting story of how he grew up in Poland. He was born in Poland and actually was adopted by a Catholic woman and was taken away from his parents for a while and was raised in the Catholic religion. Finally, he was... readopted by his parents and brought back to Judaism, but he says that this Catholic woman became very violent when he was taken back to his Jewish parents, and she lost him as a proselyte to Catholicism. And the moral he draws out of that in this book is that you better watch these Christians because they profess to love the Jews, profess to love Israel. But if they are crossed and they can't convert you, then they get downright mean real fast, and next step is the ovens and the gas chambers.
And we know that the ADL types never do that sort of thing. All right, let's take some calls for Ted Pike, truthtellers.org, and let's try to stay with the subject before us tonight. We'll do that. 800-313-9443 is the number here. That's 800-313-9443, the program Uncensored Radio Free America, right here on rbnlive.com. Ralph in Oklahoma, hello, you're on the program, Ralph.
Yes, gentlemen, I think this is on the same subject. I think this past spring, Tom Laughlin, you know, the Billy Jack guy, he was he and his wife, he told all about it, and it would be out in the fall. Haven't heard a word. This is way past fall. Do you know anything about that?
Ted, have you heard about that project, his latest Hollywood project, Tom Laughlin?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so we're in the dark on this one. I'm not sure. But you know what happens with money in Hollywood. And to get money to do things, you have to go to a certain group of people. And they happen to be the people that don't have any money, like Mr. Foxman and all of these people that have been holocausted to death. But it's interesting, even when George Looney, I call him George Clooney, did his piece on behalf of Edward R. Murrow, he had to go to the same group of financiers to finance this failing movie enterprise, which cost, I think, $6 or $7 million to make. And of course, it's done nothing at the box office. But he made the remark that he says, I always wanted to play the role of a Jew, Fred Friendly at CBS. And so clearly there was pandering there on the part of George Looney as well. And what we see is if you want to make a movie in Hollywood of any substance, you're going to have to deal with certain people. And these are the people that claim they're oppressed. They've been killed. The same people that say they have no freedom. The whole world is descending upon them. And yet it's invariably the same story, isn't it, Ted?
Well, you know, it's worth noting that according to the Encyclopedia Judaica, in its article on motion pictures, it says that the whole Hollywood film industry was basically financed by Kunin Loeb in New York, which is Chase Manhattan now, which is was the same Jewish banking house which financed the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. So here you have two arms of this great octopus. One, financing international revolution, attempting to break down capitalist civilization. Then you have the Jewish Hollywood industry breaking down our morals. Figure that out.
Well, it's interesting you should mention that because, the Warner Brothers actually, how Hollywood went west, it actually started east at Fort Lee, was because the Warner Brothers were taking advantage of Edison's invention. And Edison was not Jewish, but, you know, he was one of the early pioneers of the film industry. And they stole the patents, basically, and went west because the patent police in those days were pretty slow to travel and go across the country to arrest anybody. And that's how Hollywood actually went to California, was over stealing of patents and so forth.
Uh-huh.
And the first film that the Warner Brothers released was the virulently anti-German film, My 4 Years in Germany, in 1918.
Yeah.
So if you look back, you'll see this pattern of control that existed that basically amounted to elbowing. They elbowed their way to power by buying out smaller studios and then creating the big studios. And Walt Disney found out just how that worked as well when he produced Snow White. But anyway, Ralph, we don't know the answer to that question, my friend.
Well, wait a minute, though, about what all you're talking about, who you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
That was his major thing, that he would totally produce and finance the whole thing. He wasn't going to put up with any of the Hollywood crowd.
You mean Walt Disney?
No.
Who?
Tom Laughlin. He
Tom Laughlin.
He completely do this all by himself.
Right, right. But you see, that takes a lot more money than you think.
Well, right, I realize that. But,
you know, money only goes so far. You need big bucks in Hollywood, anywhere in that industry, to be able to produce a competent film and to be able to get it out. So it's an uphill battle, believe me.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
well, thank you, Ralph, for your call. We appreciate your input. 800-313-9443. For other callers who might want to get in a question on what we're talking about tonight, basically started off talking about Abe Foxman's new book and how, you know, never again. Well, don't bet on it. Basically, he's predicting another Holocaust, and he's saying that, you know, all around him he sees the rising tide of anti-Semitism as he sees it. And, of course, he's been raking in big bucks doing that and a lot of power in Washington because he's pandering to the fears of his Jewish readership, those that read the Forward, those that read all of the other newspapers, those that read the mainstream Jewish press, the New York Times, Washington Post, and so forth. So, basically, he's got it. He's in the driver's seat. Basically, he is the modern scribe and Pharisee. Is he not, what you're saying, Ted?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, the distinctive features of these ancient scribes and Pharisees is that they were very, very religious, observant Jews on one hand. On the other hand, they were mean, they were treacherous, they were underhanded, and they were downright murderous, as Jesus Christ found out.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the kind of the paradox. Is that you can have what is described as a secular Jew, a Foxman, yet embracing homosexuality, pushing the homosexual agenda, giving Hugh Hefner their award of freedom, national award, and all that kind of thing as a pornographer. It's a tremendous contradiction, and it's certainly a disgrace to everything that Judaism should be all about.
Very interesting. You should make the connection to the religious Jew rather than the secular, anti-religious, liberal Jew, who actually is probably far more tolerant, as you know, and far more opposed to the Abe Foxmans of the world than they are willing to admit. But once again, there is a fear factor, a real fear factor, that if they rock the boat and say something that doesn't please the hierarchy, they too will be singled out, and they have.
Absolutely. And I believe that many more secular Jews, as well as many Orthodox Jews and mm-hmm. conservative Jews, live in fear of crossing the ADL and also the JDL, the Jewish Defense League, which has to work hand in hand to intimidate the flock of Israel as it is the Jews of good intention, assimilated Jews, suburbanized Jews in America, who are just kind of trailing along on this Antichrist agenda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a siege mentality that they are involved in, and they are basically told they have to remain above the common herd, and if they're not with us, then they're against us, like George Bush said in the war, you know?
Yeah.
You're not with the ADL stereotyping and the war against these values in America, then you are part of the enemy.
Yeah.
And it's reinforced, it's drum beaten into their minds, just as the Holocaust is continually used to justify persecution, ethnic cleansing in Palestine, and so forth. And we're seeing that go on right now before our very eyes.
Yeah.
It's an outrage, and it must be stopped. And I know Jesus Christ will come to stop it. He will put an end to it. But in the meantime, we should have no part of it, and we should not encourage it. And yet there are Christians, professing Christians today, that are being taken for a ride by the ADL and being used to persecute fellow Christians.
Absolutely. And what these Christians and their leaders don't realize is that by using these spacey, unclear terms, like the New World Order or liberals or secular humanists in describing the media, in describing this opposition to Christianity, they are actually assisting these evil Jewish leaders in the long run by running protection for them, running
providing
for
cover.
Them.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
right. You know, it's really interesting, though.
Well, we got a break right now. Hold that thought. I'll come right back to that thought, Ted Pike, and calls 800-313-9443. Jump aboard now while we have time. Ted Pike, our guest, www.truthtellers.org. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned. Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we are. Ted Pike, did you want to continue to make that statement you were going to make? Go ahead.
Yes, there does seem signs right now of the beginnings of kind of a rift, though, between evangelical leaders and the ADL. We're probably all familiar with how a certain Jew, Mikey Weinstein, attempted to restrict the rights of cadets and staff at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs from witnessing about Christ or even using the name of Christ in a prayer. And he filed suit against the Academy and against the U.S. government, and the Air Force Academy did come down in response to his suit, restricting the rights of these Christians. And there was quite a hullabaloo from James Dobson's organization and then Ted Haggard of National Association of Evangelicals, Don Wildman of the American Family Association. They made quite a stink about it and actually went so far as to tell basically the ADL and these Jewish activists that if they didn't pull back, that the Christians were considering pulling back support for Israel. And this is basically a very healthy direction, in my opinion. I'm not wanting to create dissension between Jews of good intention and Christians, but we do have to have some real conflict develop between evil ADL and evil Jewish leaders and Christians if we're going to save this country.
And by the way, not all Jews walk in lockstep behind Israel either. We should definitely stress that repeatedly.
Yeah.
So it's these Christian Zionists who are far more Zionist than many of the Zionist leaders of the state of Israel.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And that is scary, very scary.
Before we sign off, I should mention that
I
do have some articles on these subjects about Foxman's book and this controversy and many other email alerts. In fact, I send out a weekly email alert which goes to well over 200 talk show hosts in America. And if people would like to come to truthtellers.org, that's truthtellers.org, they can sign up for that alert and see and read these articles and really keep abreast of what's happening.
Very good. Let's take some more calls. Phil in Florida, you're next on the program.
Good evening, gentlemen. One thing bothers me considerably, and that's these Jaimes there hollering about their everybody being anti-Semitic. I would like to know how many of them really are Semitic. How many of them are Ashkenazis? How many of them are from Canaanites and et cetera?
Well, maybe we can do DNA on them if they would submit.
Well, the only Semites would be the ones that are descended from Judah.
Yeah, and Shem.
The rest of them are a bunch of phonies that traveling on the Semitism because they have the power of the media.
Yes, indeed.
Propagandize.
Very good point, Phil. I appreciate that. Thank you for the call. Jeff in Texas, you are next. Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me all right, Jeff?
Yes, we can hear you very well.
Yeah, hey, Pastor Ted, God bless you. I'm so glad about what you're doing. Quick comment here. You know, I usually call in, Jack probably recognizes me, I call in to beat up on the Christian identity doctrine, but Jewish dispensationalism is every bit as bad, if not worse. You know, these Judeo-Christian churches that fly this flag with the star of Moloch on it, the star of Remphan, are doing so much damage in enabling people like Foxman to go out and roam free like a roaring lion. One of the worst down the road for me is Pastor John Heggie down in San Antonio.
I know him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these are Christians that have given up their birthright, committed the sin of Esau, and they see these people who have a fleshly identification as Israel, and they're not.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Hey, can I give out a website real quick? It's wikipedia.org.
All right.
That's the online open-source encyclopedia.
Right. We're aware of it.
Look up the Star of David there. You'll find some interesting things.
Okay. Thank you. Did you want to hang on for a few more minutes, Ted?
Sure.
All right. We'll stay beyond the break now and begin with hour number two for a few minutes. Stay tuned if you get a quick call. I'm Rick Adams. Ted Pike, our guest.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible?
Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.